This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the special edition of the Strang Report podcast. Today, I am so excited to interview someone I'm sure you've heard of. Maybe you've seen him on TV or read about him. We've written about him in Charisma Magazine. His name is Nick Vujicic. He is the head and founder of Life Without Limbs. And you can't help notice when you see him speaking, he's a public speaker, that he has no arms and legs. But boy, that has not held him back. He has accomplished so much with his life, and we're going to talk about it and also talk about some new ventures that he's doing that I think you'll be interested in. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back and welcome to you, Nick. I appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to do this podcast. I think we met in February and talked about it, and finally it fit into our schedule. So welcome to the Strang Report, and I'm eager to find out about these new things you've been doing.
Well, first of all, Mr. Strang, can I just say your neighborhood might even look a little bit better than mine up there. Thank you for what you've done for the heaven of God and the efforts given and all the years as a legend behind the scenes, Mr. Strang. It's an honor to be here on your podcast.
Well, I won't call you Mr. if you don't call me Mr. My name's Steve, but thank you for being respectful. And that was very kind. I didn't expect it. But, you know, you just moved your ministry, Life Without Limbs, from California to Dallas. Tell me why you did that.
Well, there were a series of events leading up to a 21-month ripening process that ended in November 2019. So before 2020, the Lord revealed to me and my wife that we need to leave California. We saw the writing on the wall, mandatory vaccines implemented that year, which we didn't believe in. Sex education, caricature, pornographic content that we saw, we tried to change, we could not change, and it's now being implemented. Many other things, including some personal things where we just felt uprooted, out of California after me being there for 17 years. And Life Without Limbs, for those of you who don't know, I was born without limbs, no medical reason. I'm an evangelist since age 19, an ordained minister of the gospel. And I've been privileged to preach the gospel in 74 countries to 9.5 million people face-to-face, which 1.1 million gave their life to Jesus, and 733 million souls have heard of the gospel that Jesus died for them. He rose again, and he loves them very much, and to be initiating a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we moved from California to Dallas area last year, believing that maybe we may go back one day. But seeing what has happened there, our board has unanimously felt that that indeed we are best to move to Texas, and we have no hunger to come back to California. As God leads, wherever you stand, let it be where God wants you to stand, no other place.
Well, you're certainly not alone. I mean, it's well known there's quite a migration away from California with the high taxes and everything else that's happening. But of course, the reasons you moved is why so many conservatives and including many Christians have left. I live down in Florida, which is the third largest state after Texas and California. And we have a pretty conservative governor. You know, all this COVID stuff was lifted fairly quickly. So it's hard for me to really identify with, you know, what you went through. I will tell you a joke we tell down here in Florida. We think it's funny. You probably won't think it's funny. But, you know, the abbreviation for California, C-A-L-I-F, which is how we used to do it before the days of zip codes, I guess. And I guess some people still use it. It stands for Come and Live in Florida. Of course, a lot of people are moving to Florida from other parts of the country as well, mostly the East Coast, but I certainly understand why you did that. But let's move on and talk about the nonprofit that you have for veterans. And your nonprofit has a very different aspect to it that a lot of them that we hear about. Tell me about it.
So in 2008, our ministry heard real reports back in 08 of 22 veterans committing suicide daily. That has not gone down in the last 13 years, sadly. In 2014, when it became public of what we knew, my team were crying, literally crying, and saying, can we please, please help our veterans and warriors who fought for our freedom? Can we fight for them to fight for life, for their own hope in Jesus Christ? And so as we reverse engineered such an incredible program, the board said, this is so big, it needs to be its own nonprofit. And we launched, and unfortunately, bad timing and some things were not in play and place, but you can go to Unbound Warrior. We're about to relaunch that now to understand three things. Number one, I'm going to be careful of my language. So I'll only say pissed off at the nonprofit organizations that say they help veterans but don't, funneled in a lot of cash, a lot of corruption. And we want Unbound Warrior to be the star approval vetting filtration system, because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, right, Steve? But we want to refer people like to UCLA Operation Mend, giving free surgeries to veterans. We got a veteran 14 surgeries when the VA couldn't do it for 2 years straight. And another one called Covered Six, which helps homeless veterans get into a condo, learning how to use their skill and passion in private security jobs with financial literacy. And they're incredible. Both of these are obviously based in California, my stomping grounds for the last 17 years. And so the affiliate relationships that we're going to have is just going to be through the roof. Number two, what we do understand is a lot of psychologists who are Christian are being employed in the VA, where we're not allowed to say Jesus because Jesus is a swear word. I don't know if you heard, but they're trying to, and I don't know if it was, I think it was approved, and I don't know if it's being challenged. Let me just disclaim that if any chaplain, this is what I've heard on a federal level, Steve, if any chaplain doesn't agree with the VA laws that we should never say that LGBTQ is a sin whatsoever, that those chaplains are not allowed to preach the gospel to our military. That just happened about 4 weeks ago. And so the Christians who would believe that, you know, and we love everyone, but to be cornered as a chaplain to say something that may be contrary to the interpretation, still loving everyone and wanting to hear that God loves them, that's great and wonderful, but to explicitly be cornered, that's where the military chaplains are right now. So they need our prayers, Steve. And we believe that there's videos that need the faith element for veterans, the spouses of their veterans, the children of the veterans, and a friend of a veteran, to talk about 10 topics from combat to sexual abuse, PTSD, with trained psychologists and doctors, talk about what happens in your brain from a medical point of view, testimonies of veterans who've gone through it, who have been able to conquer it, and then me talking about it from a spiritual sense in how God can reverse engineer in our hearts using Christian psychologists and the power of the Holy Spirit and the Bible. The element that most nonprofits are shying away from, that or did not become well known, Unbound Warrior is going to take that gap. And lastly, Steve, we really believe that Unbound Warrior will be the leading Christian veteran family-based nonprofit organization hosting retreats for their families for healing and drawing closer to one another as families and closer to God.
Well, this is so important, and I applaud the fact that you and your board are doing this. You know, we hear about abuse by nonprofits. Often they're very big and have big brands. And, you know, you hear about that they raise all this money and a relatively small percentage actually gets to the people who need it. And, you know, they're not necessarily breaking the law, but they hire lots of staff and pay big salaries. And, you know, by the time it's all done, there's not that much to go to the people who need it. And unfortunately, you're saying, you know, that's true when it comes to some of these organizations that help veterans.
Let me give you a firsthand example, Steve. We wanted to help a homeless veteran with two teenage daughters. He was living in a car. I called one of the big brand names who apparently home veterans. Okay. We all know who they are. I give them a call. I know who the regional director is. Okay. And they all know who I am and I know who they are. And I said, I got a friend. He's a veteran, two teenage daughters in California. How do you guys help veterans? Well, we have a qualification process. I said, what's that? He said, they need to prove a $65,000 salary for 2 years before he can qualify to get a home from our nonprofit organization helping homeless veterans find a home. I said,
well, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, most people that make $65,000 can find a place to live.
I said, if he's got a job, Steve, why does he need you?
Exactly.
He's got two daughters. They're living in a car. Sorry, that's our rules. I said, I know who you are. You know who I am. I just want to let you know I'm hanging up on you, and hung up. And that's when I'm like, that's it. We got to do our own thing. That is where Unbound Warrior was birthed, right there.
Wow. So the Lord uses all things work together for good. You know, even an unhappy experience like that. And, you know, in a way, the government is supposed to keep an eye on nonprofits, and they do to some extent, where these abuses can't happen. And often we find that there's actually fraud. You know, you made reference to that. We're not naming any names right now. And, you know, beyond this podcast, I want to find out more, because I want to get one of our investigative reporters to check into this. And there may be some reporting. You know, the press is supposed to help people to know this, but with the way that things are going with the wake culture and everything else, there are a lot of so-called news organizations that won't expose this kind of thing. I think it needs to be exposed. We would have to, of course, be very careful, you know, find out.
No, you don't. You just call them up. You call them up and say, hey, I've got a veteran that has no home. How do you help a veteran get home? And they'll tell you exactly their qualifications.
Yes, but it can go even deeper than that. Sometimes people, they're skimming money. But I'm just telling you that later on after the podcast, I want to look into this more, because I think it's very, very serious. And Christians need to stand up to this.
Yep.
You know, there are some nice Christian organizations doing a lot of good, but they're timid. They're afraid they're going to be the next one to be canceled. And I'm very, very concerned about that. That's why I wrote my new book called God and Cancel Culture. You know, it's a lot more than being canceled on Twitter, but actually, people who believe biblical values are wanting to, you know, there's an effort to cancel it. And every religion has certain things that certain people would object to. You and I would object to certain things in Mormonism, for example, or even with Catholicism and how they look at the body and blood of Christ. That doesn't mean we're going to want to cancel them. We may not cooperate with them, but you've got people that are woke now. They might not agree with some of these chaplains that believe that LGBTQ plus people can actually be freed. But there's lots of examples of people who've come out of that lifestyle, but they're trying to silence anyone who even suggests that, as if they want the general public to believe that it's impossible, that it's actually an acceptable or in some cases preferred lifestyle. And I believe that in their heart of hearts, they know it's wrong, and that it just really bothers them for people who say that.
That's a different thing, and that's a whole different podcast. And you know, the nature of nature is nature. We've got to understand human nature, and we've got to understand the Bible, and we've got to understand that, you know, a temptation it be. You know, it's a temptation at B according to their own conviction. Now, I'm not, let me say it this way, ready? So I'm not saying that I'm compromising where I believe, but out of that love, same thing with the nonprofits for a second. We don't want to bankrupt them, but they got to be truthful. And then the only way to be free of anything is to actually see what the Bible says. And when you read it black and white, and it's not just the Christians. It's interesting you said Mormon and Catholicism and Orthodox or whatever. But I mean, like, even your Hindu friends, okay? Do you know that there's a sex god? Do you know that in Hinduism that, you know, out of the 330 million gods, that if you're poor and you're in the caste system, okay, number one, I am out of the system. Like, I am the lowest, but not the lowest of the lowest. The lowest of the lowest are the human traffic girls in India. And the human traffic girls are, believe it or not, if you actually research it, if you are Hindu fundamentalist and you're poor, read this up. You are expected by the sex god to offer up your daughter to the sex god as a prostitute, and your son becomes the pimp. Now, no Mormon, no Catholic, no Orthodox, no Christian would ever agree that, not even anyone actually, if they understand that. And there are other religions and other things in, that's written in scripture that say you can go to heaven guaranteed if you kill a Christian. And so there are these things where we must understand, all to say, we don't want to stop, we don't want to put up barriers of hate. We don't want good people to not do good, but it's the truth that where we stand, as for me and our house and our ministry, we want to empower like never before. If there are people who believe a certain way and believe the Bible as a certain way, as it's read, that the silent military chaplains may have a way to continue to minister to the needs of the military with their conviction of believing that word for word, the Bible stands true today. Let's frame it that way.
That's a good way to say it. And actually, you are saying something that actually proves my point, that even though we Christians exactly. don't believe that, we have a live and let live, but what you were saying with the chaplains is not live and let live. It's like, you're wrong and don't speak it, as if there's something dangerous about it. So, you know, you and I are agreed on this, and you're right. It is a subject for another day, and perhaps I'll figure out a way to do a podcast on that, because it's a very interesting and important topic. But let's move on and talk about this new bank. To me, that's the most important and exciting thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, this new bank. Tell me the name and why you got involved and how even my listeners can get involved with what you're doing.
Thank you, Steve. It's Pro-Life Bank. The way that it happened was, there was a woman called Betsy who lived in Southern California, helped women with her ministry to have free ultrasounds that were sent from Planned Parenthood for the free ultrasound, of which 70% of abortion-determined women chose to choose life. I spoke at her fundraising gala in 2015, and she became, if you will, my spiritual mom, and I became her spiritual son. She called me son, I called her mom. 3 years later, during these years, she would be praying for me, interceding me through the night, particularly with prayer requests that she humanly shouldn't know. And so God gave her words of knowledge through the night to pray for me on her knees through many nights. And so 2018, they get a big donation, and she turned to her treasurer and said, I want this deposit to be the chapter two of our ministry, where we only bank with a bank that doesn't give toward Planned Parenthood. Her treasurer came back 21 days and said, in our city, there is not one bank that does not give philanthropically to the biggest abortion provider of America. God said to her, start my bank, Pro-Life Bank. She asked me to come on board on some of the phone calls with billionaires. 15 phone calls later, I said, Ma, she said, yes, son. I said, you need someone who drives it. You need to do it this way, this way, this way, this way. She said, you're right. God told me that you're my partner. I said, no, I'm not starting banks. Trust me, I don't want to start banks. But what you don't know, and what she didn't know, was in 08, God showed me that I'll be stewards of banks in sub-Saharan Africa in the end of days, their entire financial systems. in the end of days, okay? This is before cancel culture. This is before COVID. This is before all of this stuff that we've been seeing now. Dominoes fall in the last 24 months. Anyway, so she said a second time, Nick, God said, you are my co-founder. And I said, okay, because I know you have the red phone, and when you say God says, I'm listening, don't talk to me for 3 months, no text, no phone, no nothing, and let him speak to me. I woke up one day, Steve, after a very intense board meeting at Life Without Limbs. A board member said, when are you going to be used for pro-life? And me and my wife that day, giving you a short story, said, God, if that's what you want, we're ready. We wanted to make a dent in the foster care system, but he said, there's not much time. We're ready. We're willing to go on that battlefield. Steve, within 16 weeks of that prayer in March 2019, I found a grenade at my house, a spying drone, a threat of a lawsuit from someone overseas, a false article published about me in a publication. And I woke up one day, my credit cards were frozen, my debit cards were frozen in a bank, major bank that I've had a relationship with for 15 years. And they didn't want to speak to me. They didn't want to tell me why, but I had 30 days to get my cash out. Now, if I was flagged federally for terrorism, for laundering money, for blacklisted something in the banking industry, they all speak to each other. And so then I would not be able to open up another bank account, which I did within 24 hours, and got my money out. And my credit score went from 827 to 606 and in a matter of weeks. And it was just nuts. And then that's what God used to say, you're ready to start my own bank, Pro-Life Bank. So not only will Pro-Life Bank's door be open up in 18 months, God willing, it's a proposed bank name. I have to say that legally. We will never fund anything directly or indirectly to Planned Parenthood or abortion providers nationwide. We're not also just a for-profit bank, Steve. We're going to be a for-giving bank. We're going to give away 50% net profits to Judeo-Christian-aligned nonprofit organizations that expand the kingdom and continue to be the hands and feet. It's going to be national. It's going to be digital. But prolifebank.com, give us your name, email address. We'll let you know the announcements, or you can simply text the number 70,000, so 70,000, the word life, and give us your name. We'll never abuse it. We're never going to be a public bank because it's God's bank. And we're going to, I believe, just like Noah built the ark to save people and his people, Pro-Life Bank will be the same for the entire financial industry.
Boy, that's an incredible story. And there's a lot I don't know about the banking industry, but I am very good friends with someone who processes credit cards, and you know, which is something that's kind of behind the scenes and people aren't aware of. But there have actually been some Christian ministries where they wouldn't process their credit cards for donations and so forth because they espouse certain Judeo-Christian values that these big companies didn't go along with. And he's been sounding the warning that, you know, this is going to become more commonplace. And I actually included him in an interview in my book, you know, when you talk about the different ways that we have cancel culture. But I've never heard of a story so extreme as what you just said, where, you know, if you're vulnerable, we're all vulnerable. So when your bank is online, I want to do everything I can to get people to switch over, because now with a mobile banking and so forth, you can easily bank with a bank outside of where you live. I mean, how many of us go into a bank anyway? You know, we use the ATM machine and credit cards, most of us. And so I really am glad to find out what you're saying. I guess I assumed that it was a little bit more open when I was doing research about, you know, what you're up to. But when the time comes, let's do another podcast and encourage people. I'm going to do everything I can to get a groundswell. I think Christians need to support Christians in general, but particularly when things get so difficult, like you're saying. So on a short podcast like this, you know, we can't go on and on. There's so much more we could talk about, but I'd like to give you the last word.
You know, what's really heavy on my heart, Steve, first of all, thank you. And I feel burdened to reiterate, actually, out of all the things we've said, is Unbound Warrior. We do need 1,000 people at $20 a month. We're going to relaunch this, and it's going to be amazing. So please go to unboundwarrior.org. This, to me, is God's plea for us to remember those, not just once a day or twice a day, July 4, Memorial Day, November 11, you know, three times a year. No, it's us. It's us being the answer to an unanswered call by the Christians for those who are absolutely alone, who did give their all for our rights, our freedom, and our country.
Boy, I so admire what you're doing. I'm going to sign up, and I'm going to encourage my listeners to sign up. You know, $20 a month is something most of us can afford. And so tell us that link again, in case somebody didn't write it down. Or the nice thing with the podcast is you can stop it and back it up and listen to it again if you missed it. And I'm going to do it in the next 24 hours. We'll put this on, we'll do an article, put it on our website. We'll send it out on social media. And I'd like to encourage that this is a podcast that my listeners really need to share. We need to put it on social media. You know, more and more social media is limiting the voice of Christians, just saying things that we believe are fairly traditional, but now are sort of out of vogue. They're not politically correct. So tell us that link again, the website where people can sign up to support your ministry to veterans.
Thank you. www.unboundwarrior.org.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for taking time to be on the podcast. I'd like to do another one later. And thank you today to my listeners for tuning into the Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And Nick is certainly someone whose very life exemplifies a man who's been led by the Spirit, who's overcome many obstacles that most of us can't even imagine, and is accomplishing such great things and leading so many people to Jesus. So, and not just doing the same old evangelistic work, which there's absolutely nothing with it, but here you're going into all these new areas and territories. So thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.